You were my wife. You mattered.
You were my dad. You mattered.
You were my sister. You mattered.
Every life has meaning and purpose. That's why choosing a monument to celebrate the life of a loved one is so important. At Stennis Granite, our compassionate design professionals will work with you from concept to completion to tell the story of those who matter most to you for generations to come. When it's time to choose a personalized memorial, buy directly from the monument builder you can trust, Stennis Granite in East Grand Forks. Because they mattered. Learn more at stennisgranite.com.
When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Bill Anderson has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Bill Anderson.
Taking a look at our world and national news headlines on this Monday, June 17th. Good afternoon. I'm Chris Fee. French President Emmanuel Macron says he regrets Iran's announcement that it could break the uranium stockpile limit set by the nuclear deal by Iran and world powers in the next 10 days. Speaking at a news conference in Paris, Macron said Iran so far still respects its obligations under the 2015 nuclear accord. China's president will be making a state visit to North Korea this week. The announcement comes from official media in both countries. Chinese state broadcaster CCTV says Xi Jinping will meet with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un during the visit. It comes as negotiations between the U.S. and North Korea appear to have reached an impasse. South Korea's presidential office says it hopes the visit will bring a resumption of talks to resolve the nuclear standoff. Heiress, designer, and romantic Gloria Vanderbilt has died at the age of 95. A young Vanderbilt was the center of a sensational custody dispute during the Great Depression. She later reigned during the 1970s and 80s as a designer jeans queen and was the mother of CNN anchor Anderson Cooper. Egypt State TV says the country's ousted president Mohamed Morsi has collapsed during a court session and died. The state TV says that the body of Morsi was taken to a hospital. It said it occurred while he was attending a court trial on Monday on espionage charges. The Supreme Court is deciding against a high-stakes election year case about the competing rights of gay and lesbian couples and merchants who refuse to provide service for the same-sex weddings. The justices handed Bakers in the Portland, Oregon, a small victory by throwing out a state court ruling against them and ordering judges to take a new look at the refusal to make a wedding cake for a lesbian couple. That is a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour.
The Art of Remembering. That's a Stennis Memorial. When the time comes, Stennis Granite Company offers expertly designed custom memorials from the smallest footstone to the largest monument. With the help of Stennis Granite, your ideas become a unique expression of the person it memorializes. Each design is custom created and handcrafted in-house. Whether pre-planning for your own peace of mind or choosing the perfect memorial legacy for a loved one, Stennis Granite is with you from concept to completion. Please view the Stennis online gallery at stennisgranite.com and trust your memories to Stennis Granite Company in East Grand Forks.
When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Bill Anderson has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Bill Anderson.
Well, unfortunately, the forecasters are correct. It's going to be a cold and rainy week, it looks like, this week. We have 57 degrees right now in downtown Crookston. We have a northwest wind of 9 miles an hour. Barometric pressure is at 29.96 inches and rising. Humidity is at 94%. Cloudy skies, 57 degrees right now in downtown Crookston. The forecast for the rest of today, it'll be mostly cloudy. And scattered rain showers and isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the mid-60s, northwest winds of 5 to 15, and a 30% chance of precipitation. Then tonight, mostly cloudy, isolated rain showers in the evening, lows 45 to 50, north winds up to 10 miles an hour, and a 20% chance of rain tonight. The rest of the week and into the weekend, chance of showers each and every day, with a slight chance of thunderstorms every day as well. We'll tell you more about that coming up a little later here in the noontime news. Again, right now in downtown Crookston, we have cloudy skies, 57 degrees. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Take a look at the rest of the news, including the state news. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at Montague's Flower Shop and Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance.
One of the best ways to say you care and make someone happy is with flowers from Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston. Whatever the occasion, their floral arrangements will make it special. They don't just create awesome bouquets, they create emotions. Montague's Flower Shop also has many wonderful and unique gift ideas for those special occasions. Let Montague's Flower Shop at 114 North Main in downtown Crookston be your first choice for flowers. Give them a call at 281-4419. Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston.
Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is where you'll find superior appliances by Speed Queen. They offer industry-leading up to 7-year warranty on parts and labor, depending on model purchased. Speed Queen uses metal components where others use plastic. Speed Queen rigorously tests their products beyond their limit to ensure consistent, reliable performance and superior wash results. Stop by and take a look at the USA-built Speed Queen appliances at Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. They also have a full-service department that'll make repairs on most brands of appliances. Call 281-1370. Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston.
Well, taking a look at the state news, Governor Tim Walz is pushing lawmakers to approve an insulin assistance program, but also indicated last week he'd like to call a special session to pass a bonding bill for state public works projects.
Understanding very clearly that was the prerogative of the minority specifically not to bring that forward, but I think that makes sense to do that.
Walz says interest rates are low and needs are high, but Rochester Republican Dave Senjum says lawmakers had a chance to negotiate a bonding bill at the end of the session.
We weren't able to do that, and at this point in time, I think it's just best to wait to 2020.
In other news, 37 people died last year in fires in Minnesota. State Fire Marshal Bruce West says victims age 50 or older accounted for nearly 60% of people killed.
Well, we need to look at that age group and say, what can we do? How can we reach out to the fire departments in Minnesota to reach out to that age group in their community to lower the fire fatality rate?
Careless smoking was the lead cause of fires, and 30% of homes where people died did not have a working smoke detector. A defendant accused of killing a man during a robbery in St. Louis County has been sentenced to 20 years in prison. Daryl Mayhew earlier pled guilty to second-degree murder in the death of 70-year-old Larry Watzek at his Duluth home last January. 11 Minnesota nursing homes are on a list of facilities cited by federal officials for patterns of health and safety violations. The U.S. Senate Committee on Aging released a list of 400 nursing homes across the country that are in need of tighter oversight. The facilities were identified by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. I think two in Minnesota that were on the list outside of the metro area was Rochester and Red Wing. Nationally ranked University of Minnesota heavyweight wrestler Gable Stevenson and a teammate have been arrested on suspicion of criminal sexual conduct. An attorney says Stevenson was shocked by his arrest and is cooperating with police. Stevenson and teammate Dylan Martinez were jailed in Hennepin County on Monday. KSTP-TV, citing jail records, reports that the men were arrested Saturday night at different locations in Minneapolis following a 911 call a night earlier. Authorities say a father died trying to save his 3-year-old child who fell into a northwestern Minnesota lake. The Becker County Sheriff's Office says Christopher Franklin Nicholas Schultz jumped into Detroit Lake after his child fell from the bridge at Deadshot Bay on Saturday evening. Authorities say the 32-year-old father struggled to keep his child above water. Bystanders rescued the toddler, but Schultz of nearby Frazee didn't resurface. He died at a Detroit Lakes hospital. A Fargo man is accused of shooting at a motorist with whom he had an argument. The 26-year-old man was arrested late Sunday night on a possible charge of reckless endangerment. The man was taken into custody at his apartment. Police determined the victim's vehicle was struck by shots fired by a BB gun. The victim was not injured. That is a look at our state news. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Take a look at the sports. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at Montague's Flower Shop and Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance.
One of the best ways to say you care and make someone happy is with flowers from Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston. Whatever the occasion, their floral arrangements will make it special. They don't just create awesome bouquets, they create emotions. Montague's Flower Shop also has many wonderful and unique gift ideas for those special occasions. Let Montague's Flower Shop at 114 North Main in downtown Crookston be your first choice for flowers. Give them a call at 281-4419. Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston.
Pure Refrigeration, Heating, and Appliance in Crookston is where you'll find superior appliances by Speed Queen. They offer industry-leading up to 7-year warranty on parts and labor, depending on model purchased. Speed Queen uses metal components where others use plastic. Speed Queen rigorously tests their products beyond their limit to ensure consistent, reliable performance and superior wash results. Stop by and take a look at the USA-built Speed Queen appliances at Pure Refrigeration, Heating, and Appliance. They also have a full-service department that'll make repairs on most brands of appliances. Call 281-1370. Pure Refrigeration, Heating, and Appliance in Crookston.
Taking a look at the sports scene from Friday, it was the Minnesota Twins beating Kansas City by a score of 2-0. It was Mitch Garver 2-run home run was the difference in that game. In high school baseball, as you heard on KROX, it was New York Mills beating Sacred Heart 5-1 in the state Class A baseball tournament semifinals. Sacred Heart, about a half hour after that game, they bounced back to beat Kirkhove and Murdoch Sundberg 13-3. So Sacred Heart, the Class A third-place team. Congratulations to the Eagles on a fantastic season. The championship game on Thursday, that will pit Bold. They will take on New York Mills at 10 a.m. on Thursday. And the Class AA will tell you how Perham did. They played in the consolation semifinals. They beat Glencoe Silver Lake 10-9, and then they lost in the consolation championship game to Foley 6-3. And let's see here, Class 4A, first round game. Stillwater, they have two kids that are going to Oregon State next year. They beat Eden Prairie 11-0. One kid going to Oregon State pitched a no-hitter. And I think they're expecting the same on Saturday. I didn't see the box score, but they're expecting the other kid that's going was likely going to throw a no-hitter as well. In amateur baseball, the Crookston Reds beat Bonavital, the Brewers, 5-4, and then lost to Tolna, North Dakota, 11-1 in the Jim Karn Memorial Tournament. On Saturday, the Twins, they pick up a 5-4 victory on Joe Mauer, number 7 retirement day. What the ceremony they had at Target Field. I listened to a lot of it on the radio, and it was sure fun to hear all the people that were there, including Johnny Bench was even at the game. And one of the best catchers of all time. Joe Mauer, and a pretty special day, a packed house all weekend long at Target Field. And the Twins win 5-4. In amateur baseball, the Reds, they beat Pilot Mound out of Manitoba. They lost. Can't read this number here. 7-6, was it? Looks like a 6. That's what we'll go with. And the high school baseball, it was Class 4A. It looks like the championship game will be Eastridge and New Prague. They'll be in the championship games there. Then on Sunday, the Royals, they held off a Twins comeback by a score of 8-6. And the Crookston Reds, they beat Bonavital, the Brewers, for sixth place, 11-1. And then Pilot Mound out of Manitoba, they finished fourth. Cartwright, the Twins, they finished third, and in the championship game, it was the Marble Mallards beating the Tolna Trojans 7-2. So a busy weekend at Jim Karn Field. And I think that is about it on the sports scene from the weekend. On the sports scene for today, we'll have the Twins. They host Boston, 6:30 the pregame, 7:10 the first pitch. Tuesday, the same schedule, Twins host the Red Sox, 6:30 the pregame, 7:10 the first pitch. The Crookston American Legion team will host Fargo Post number 400. That'll be a 5 o'clock doubleheader there. And I'm guessing that will be a tough one for the old Legion team. Fargo usually has some pretty good teams, and they should. That is about it on the sports scene. Again, for the past week's sporting news, you can go to our website, KROXAM.com. click on sports. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Take a look at the local news and the weather. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at Hugo's Family Marketplace. Is that right? No. Yeah, and we're looking at the local news next. It's been a few days. Hugo's Family Marketplace and Courtney Polkerbeck, State Farm Insurance.
In Crookston and the Red River Valley, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on. Like the one who mowed your lawn and trimmed it that week you were sick. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on, State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck in Crookston. Courtney and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Call State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck in Crookston today at 281-2234.
Summer fun and grilling time is here. Get your grilling meats at Hugo's Family Marketplace. 8-ounce USDA Choice Angus Farms bacon-wrapped top sirloin steaks, $3.99 each. Assorted flavors of marinated shrimp skewers, $1.89 each. The 3-pound package of boneless, skinless, essential everyday chicken breasts, $4.99. In Hugo's Floral Department, a brightly colored summer fun bunch bouquet is $3.99. Find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Taking a look at the local news, unfortunately, it was an exciting weekend, or if you want to use that term, I guess, for the fire department, the police department, and others this weekend. The Crookston Fire Department first responded to a house fire at 624 Hunter Street on Saturday morning. Incident Commander Chris Clawetter said the house had extensive damage, but everyone got out safely.
Well, we got dispatched at, I believe, 11:06 in the morning to a report of a fire in an upstairs bedroom. So we arrived on scene, and we did find fire in the upstairs and in the attic of a older two-story house. So we went to work and extinguished the fire. There was actually extensive damage to the second story of the house and in the attic space, and water and smoke damage to the main floor of the house. All the occupants and pets did get out safely with no issue.
So good news that everybody got out safely. The state fire marshal was on scene to investigate.
The fire marshal was involved in the investigation along with our staff. The cause was determined that it was a juvenile in the home that did light some bedding material on fire. And as of right now, I believe the investigation is closed.
So that happened on Saturday morning. The Minnesota State Patrol reported an alcohol-involved crash at 1:16 a.m. Sunday near the intersection of Old Highway 75 and South Main Street in Crookston, right by the fire hall there. A 2001 Ford F-250 driven by 21-year-old David Joseph Miney of Crookston turned westbound onto Old Highway 75, lost control, and drove into a railroad bridge pier. According to the State Patrol, Miney was transported to the Crookston Hospital, Riverview, with non-life-threatening injuries. The Crookston Fire Department reported that they were extricating the driver when the vehicle caught fire, so that was extinguished while the extrication continued. Also assisting were the Crookston Area Ambulance, the Crookston Police Department, and the Polk County Sheriff's Office. No further information is available at this time. On the evening of June 12, Chelsea Mae Johnson, 32, of Langby, was arrested in Fauston by deputies for the Red Lake County and the Polk County Sheriff's Offices. She was taken to jail in Crookston and was booked for felony theft. She is accused of embezzling nearly $270,000 from her former employer in Red Lake County from November of 2016 through April of 2019. The criminal complaint alleges Johnson used company funds without authorization to make payments on personal credit card accounts. Johnson made her initial court appearance in Crookston on June 14th. A bail was set at $1,500 cash, and another hearing was scheduled in Red Lake Falls June 19th. Well, your child might come home with a ticket this summer from the Crookston Police Department, but don't worry, this is a good ticket, explains Crookston Police Chief Paul Biermeyer.
It's a campaign sponsored by AAA, Dairy Queen, the Chiefs Association, Sheriff's Association, encouraging kids, encouraging our youth to wear helmets when they're riding a bike, when they are on a scooter, using inline skates or skateboard, anything like that, just to get them to wear their helmet. And if they get caught by an officer, we'll give them a citation that's good for a small ice cream cone at the Dairy Queen.
Well, you can't beat that. Safe Kids Minnesota also sponsors the program, and Biermeyer said brain injuries are preventable.
Some of the reasons why it's so important is that, you know, plain and simple, these kids who suffer brain injuries can die. If wearing a helmet can decrease those brain injuries by like 88%. So it's pretty significant. And even if the child or the person doesn't die, you know, the brain injury can affect their walking and their talking, their ability to think. So what we want to do is make sure that the parents are buying helmets that the kids like. So have them pick one out maybe, and they should check that it is in line with the standards from the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Of course, if the child picks the helmet out, they're more apt to wear it every time they go out and about. So, and of course, it's got to be the right size. So let's get the kids wearing helmets, and then our guys will be out. We've got a limited number, so this isn't something that's going on all summer long, but our guys will be out. And if possible, if they're not on a way to a call or doing something else, we can maybe stop and have that conversation with the kids and give them an ice cream cone citation.
And also explain to your child there is a limited number of tickets, and depending on what an officer is doing at any particular moment, he will not always be able to stop and issue a ticket, and they are limited. The Crookston Police Department would like to thank the local Dairy Queen for again participating in the program. If you have any questions, contact the Crookston Police Department at 281-3111. And weather permitting, the city of Crookston will begin spraying for mosquitoes on Tuesday at 6 p.m. The entire town will be sprayed. The Crookston Park Board will meet Monday afternoon, this afternoon, at the Crookston Community Pool. Following the approval of the May meeting minutes, the board will review the proposed pool budget for 2019, and they will tour the pool and discuss possible upgrades. The Polk County Historical Society is hosting a quilt show at the museum in Crookston on Saturday, June 22nd, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Registration will start at 9 a.m. in the museum auditorium. Quilts will be displayed in the Halfslow Church. All local quilters and quilting circles are invited to enter quilts. Quilts can be modern or vintage, any style or size. Everyone who attends can vote for a People's Choice Award. The winner will receive a rosette ribbon. There is no entry fee. For more information, contact Twyla Altepeter at 218-945-6120 or 281-6582, Sandy Kegler at 281-5204, or Ann Muir at 218-277-9639. The Northwest Regional Correction Center announced the arrest of the following individuals: Jessica Amber Day, 30, of Cass Lake, for felony receiving stolen property; Timothy Lyle Field, 38, of Gary, for felony fifth-degree drug possession; Madeline K. Don Moon, 24, of Grand Forks, for felony third-degree drug possession of methamphetamine in a school, park, or public housing zone; Paris Lamar Green, 29, of Plummer, for a misdemeanor traffic violation for driving after license revocation; Althea Marie Harding, 42, of Grand Forks, for misdemeanor disorderly conduct; Randy Merrill Bruce Jr., 41, of Crookston, for misdemeanor harassment for violation of a restraining order. And the fire department, besides responding to that car accident right outside the fire hall and the fire that we reported, they also assisted with that crash, and I think that they also had a call to the Broadway Apartments at 8:47 p.m. on Sunday. There's a fire there in a stove. The fire was put out when crews arrived, so they ventilated the apartment and hallway. A plastic bowl in the oven had melted and caught fire. That is a look at our local news as we now shift back to the world of weather. Right now in downtown Crookston, we have 57 degrees, cloudy skies, a northwest wind of 9 miles an hour, barometric pressure at 29.96 inches, humidity is at 94%. The sun rose at 5:27 this morning. The sun will set at 9:27 for 16 hours of daylight. The record high, 99, set in 1995. The record low, 39, set in 1915. A year ago today, we had 1/10 of an inch of rain, 75 as our high, 57 as our low. Today's average high is 77, the average low 55. Yesterday, we had 63 with a low of 57, and we had 1/10 of an inch of rain yesterday. Taking a look at the forecast for Crookston and the listening area, expect scattered rain showers and isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s, northwest winds of 5 to 15, a 30% chance of precipitation. Tonight, mostly cloudy, isolated rain showers in the evening, lows 45 to 50, north winds up to 10 miles an hour, and a 20% chance of showers. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs in the mid-70s, northeast winds up to 10 miles an hour. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, lows 45 to 50. Wednesday, partly sunny, a 20% chance of rain and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the mid-70s. And then Thursday, rain showers likely and a slight chance of thunderstorms, high 70 to 75. Friday, partly sunny, a chance of rain and a slight chance of thunderstorms, highs in the mid-70s. Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of rain showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms, highs in the mid-70s. And then Sunday, you guessed it, mostly sunny, but a chance of rain, showers, and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-70s. That is a look at the Noontime News on KROX. The Noontime News is brought to you in part today by Hugo's Family Marketplace, Courtney Polkerbeck, State Farm Insurance, and Montague's Flower Shop, and Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance, American Federal Bank, and Stennis Granite. We're also sad to say a fellow broadcaster and a good friend of ours, we just found this out, Dwayne Sandin, longtime broadcaster at KNOX Radio and also the caretaker of the pavilion at Maple Lake, more famously known for their craft fairs and the Johnny Holmes concerts out there. But Dwayne Sandin has passed away. He passed away on Sunday. He started his radio career in 1959 at KILO and was doing play-by-play of high school sports by 1965. Sandin was also an early voice for UND Sports and was elected into the North Dakota AP Sportscasters Hall of Fame in 2018. He's also the 2019 recipient of the Pioneers in Broadcasting Award from the North Dakota Broadcasters Association. And he was a good friend of ours, as we said. Broadcast a lot of high school sports in the area as well, and he will be missed. Sandin was 74. Funeral services are pending. So Dwayne Sandin, a longtime announcer at KNOX, has passed away, and we'll have more information on that when the funeral arrangements come out. That is a look at the Noontime News, and listen again for another edition of the Noontime News tomorrow.